a dad feeling the ability to express sadness, to express joy, to express all of these different emotions is extraordinarily healthy, not only for the individual, but also for the family unit.
In this podcast episode, I'm lucky enough to be joined by clinical social worker Wayne Brown, who's explaining why it's absolutely vital for dads to openly express their feelings.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
My name is Wayne Brown. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And I work in private practice, working with individuals as well as their families in all sorts of challenges that can include behavioral issues, depression, anxiety, traumas, substance use, gender nonconforming questions.
Do you feel you have a specialty? Is it like a certain client? Well,
I would say that my specialty is families and effective communication. And then whatever the subject matter within, I have experience working within all of those fields. While they seem disparate, they're really not unrelated at all, believe it or not.
Well, I really appreciate you reaching out and wanting to talk. As you may have gathered from the posts, I've struggled with OCD and depression for years, which is largely why I've set up the podcast in the first place. And just trying to mention the elephant in the room and talk about mental health and how it's so important for men and dads to just talk about these things.
Absolutely. We live in a society where dads emotionally struggling, that's a thought that is more accepted today than it ever was in the past. Certainly more accepted today than it was for our fathers or grandfathers.
Agreed.
And I think that is to the entire family's benefit. A dad feeling the ability to express sadness, to expect disappointment, to express joy, to express all of these different emotions is extraordinarily healthy, not only for the individual, but also for the family unit.
Yeah, I agree. And I suppose, as you said, for past generations, for example, my dad wasn't a man who would openly talk about these issues. And I suppose to an extent, that's probably why maybe our generation struggled, because we've never been shown how to do this.
That's exactly it. And there's the old notion that we grew up with, certainly, of do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, which doesn't really work, does it?
Never has.
What advice would you give to a man who is feeling a bit lost and really want some help?
Well, one of the things that I like to remind all members of the family unit is that all emotions are valid, and that his ability to express feelings of frustration, feelings of sadness, feelings of fear, they're not only healthy, they're encouraged. Doing it in a productive way that their spouse can hear effectively, doing it with their children in a way that is age appropriate. When you're dealing with an issue with your child, if they say something that is hurtful or upsetting, yelling and screaming and scaring your child because you're feeling hurt doesn't effectuate change, because a scared child will say or do whatever you ask them to say or do or demand they say or do in order to placate your rage. So it's a lot more effective to, because I'm a dad, we as dads, we make mistakes.
I think there's a lot of pressure, isn't there? I think certainly with your children, it's the one thing you don't want to feel like you're failing at.
Correct. So yeah, it's one of the hardest things that we are charged with doing. And it's one of those things that you get no direct feedback on until years after you start doing the work.
And then it's too late to an extent, isn't it?
And then by the time you start getting the direct feedback, sometimes that relationship can be too far gone to patch up. I find that there is great benefit in being with your children in a genuine way. So as an imperfect parent, sometimes I will yell for a reason that I shouldn't have yelled.
Right.
And rather than my saying, you made me yell because of bop, 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 our children don't make us yell. We feel a strong emotional response and we respond with our own hurt. If we find ourselves in a state where we are yelling, we are saying emotionally derogatory statements, if we are over-responding to a situation, it is our responsibility to catch it and correct it.
The thing I found is that when I get it wrong and I shout, I automatically feel pretty guilty and awful. But I've always tried to own that, and quite often don't end the day on an argument. Quite often go up to my children and say, I'm really sorry I shouted. That's not to do with you. Daddy's having a tough day. Daddy's tired. I think it's important that they see that we're not perfect and that we're just doing our best.
And how we handle it. Yeah, the way you just described, the way I encourage people to do it would be right in line with what you just said, James, that there's an abbreviation that we use in mental health when setting goals, and it's called SMART goals. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time sensitive. So when you're setting goals, if those are the parameters that you're working within, it generally helps you to set more meaningful goals other than the cryptic, I need to be a better parent. Well, that's true, but we all need to be better parents.
Yeah, and I think I watched a really good video the other day that said a lot of people grow up and feel guilty about being parents because their parents hid the arguments or the stress. And I think certainly, and it's not a criticism, I had a fantastic childhood and my parents did a fantastic job, but I never really ever saw them argue. So that can often make you feel in my marriage that am I failing? And actually, I think the more, obviously, as you said, it being age appropriate, the more you can show your children that you are a human being and you're fallible and you're going to have good days and bad days, but you're going to clean up your mess. Hopefully that will end up them becoming rounded human beings.
And honestly, healthy romantic relationships, healthy intimate relationships have disagreement. Literally impossible to have a healthy relationship with your spouse without disagreement on something, unless one of the people is regularly giving up their position and their values for the benefit of the other person.
Yeah, which in itself is an unhealthy situation, isn't it? Because it's not balanced.
Correct. So what we want to do is we want to model for our kids, this is what a healthy relationship looks like, because I grew up in the era as well where fighting happened behind closed doors. Now, and parents have too healthy of an argument? Yes. Yeah. Avoid name calling. Avoid name calling about your spouse's parents or family. Avoiding the really toxic kind of fighting, unhealthy fighting, is just as important as avoiding toxic positivity.
I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.